Many children eagerly await the games and toys that come their way this time of year. Also waiting eagerly, toy retailers. They make more than half their profits in the last 3 months of the year. Rick Gallagher of the National Retail Federation says already there are winners and losers.
The traditional toy stores are losing market share, and the people they're losing them to are the big discount stores and to Walmart in particular. Sort of unnoticed over the last couple of years, Walmart has become the biggest seller of toys in America.
Walmart's tactic is to lower prices so much that other retailers are forced to follow, but that strategy isn't used at the toniest of toy stores. FAO Schwartz still woos an affluent clientele and charges higher prices. Mr. Gallagher says Schwartz's bet that their well-off customers still would spend top dollar is proving wrong.
One of the things that we have to be aware of is that we have seen $8 trillion come out of the stock market since March of 2000. That's about the size of the entire economic output of Japan in a year. The people who are suffering from that loss are less, you know, average people than the people at higher strata who are dependent upon income from stocks. We are seeing more bargain hunting at the top end of shoppers than we've ever seen before.
And Rick Gallagher says that pattern is likely to continue.
On average, about 4 out of 5 Americans will shop in a discount store, and most of those will walk into a Walmart during a year. And that comes from all economic levels.
As a result, Toys R Us, once the top U.S. toy retailer, is matching some of Walmart's toy prices, and so has Kmart. Still, Mr. Gallagher says, some traditional toy stores are hanging on.
We still have stores like KB stores and other independent stores that will continue to have a strong share of this marketplace.
FAO, the parent company of FAO Schwartz, as well as two other chains, Zany Brainy and Right Start, already is planning its day after Christmas sales to unload its inventory. But FAO has bigger problems. It's warning that unless its bank eases some borrowing restrictions, it may have to file for bankruptcy protection.